You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the visual arts. So we'll say Happy New Year to the Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush.
Happy New Year, Lisa.
We like to add a third voice to the conversation, so I'm going to ask you to introduce our special guest.
Yes, Lisa, to start out 2021, we are joined by Jenna Bacalore, the Executive Director of the Community Division at Ann Arbor Public Schools. COVID-19 is still the dominant framework for how all of us are living our lives in 2021, and the Ann Arbor Public Schools offers so many resources to specifically our youth as part of K-12 education, but in Jenna's work in the Community Division, she offers so much more, and I just thought it'd be great to have her come on and let us know specifically what resources are available, specifically with their Recommend program, and how community members might tap in. Jenna, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Happy New Year to you both. I'm glad to be here. And yes, our AAPS Community Education and Recreation Department, which is kind of a mouthful, so most people know us as Rec and Ed, has been part of the art scene in terms of programming for many years.
Well, Jenna, let me just say that, you know, I'm not native to Ann Arbor. I came up back in 2003 from Florida. And when I got here, there were a couple things that struck me. I didn't know what townships were. Hmm. I was shocked by all the people wearing sports gear all the time. And I also kept hearing about Rec and Ed all the time. And I was like, what is this Rec and Ed? What is this Rec and Ed about, you know? So what is Rec and Ed up to? What is it?
Yeah, Rec and Ed is a division of the school district that partners with the city and with entities like the University Musical Society and lots of other organizations to offer all different kinds of programs to the community. And we're a school district-based organization, so we have very close ties, and we use a lot of our programs happen in school buildings, but they also happen in other community locations. And our mission really is to promote health and well-being and joy and build community and be inclusive to all community members and really encourage a love of lifelong learning.
And art, visual art, can certainly be a part of that.
Yes, of course. And we have been offering visual arts and other types of arts programs to youth and adults for decades.
And still through COVID.
Yes. Like everybody else, last March, when we suddenly couldn't do our typical in-person classes that we've had for many years, we had to quickly, I think the word pivot has been overused, but that's what we did. We had to really rethink how can we continue our mission and continue serving the public with our arts programming in an online setting.
Jenna, how have you done that?
Well, we had a pretty steep learning curve for how to take something that's such a tactile and in-person experience and translate into something that would work online and preserve the program quality and preserve that essential part of connecting to others around art. So our instructors have really done a wonderful job of this. One example is that our watercolor and acrylic painting instructors created these short how-to videos that participants can refer to in between the live classes. And then the live classes offer opportunities for people to paint and draw and do art together, watch the instructor demonstrate techniques live, and also get help and get their questions answered. And through that, people are able to see each other, make those social connections, and just enjoy the artistic process together.
A lot of us have just been happy to do our own nails, and now you're telling us through the Ann Arbor Public School District we can take up watercolor?
Yeah. You know, painting and other kinds of artistic expression can be really therapeutic. Even if it's not specifically art therapy, it can be very stress relieving. It is something that really takes you away from the terrible news that is happening in our world. And it really can bring people a sense of joy to try something new and work with color and work with other people on technique.
And so, Jenna, in terms of the materials for these classes, How does that work? Like, are there, do all of them require some computer connection? Do they require that the participant buy paints or brushes or materials?
Great question. So I should also point out that we have both adult experiences, which is what I was really talking about just now, and also lots of youth art experiences as well. And all of these you can view and register now for winter classes at aarecedonline.com. And what we've done is a couple different things. In some cases, we have mailed art materials to participants. In some cases, we've hosted COVID-safe pickup processes where people just drive through and we safely hand them a kit of things for the class. So we've tried different things to get materials to people. And yes, people do need to have a connection at home, a computer at home, and be able to access Zoom. But the instructors do a great job of just helping explain everything, helping people be comfortable when they sign on. And at this point here, January 2021, we pretty much have this down. It's going to be good. If you sign up for a class with us, we really have perfected it.
The governor is now urging education to become more in person. Is that something you're ready for yet, or are you going to stick with being online for a while?
For our winter term, we are going to be online. We're hopeful for spring to be able to do some in person. In the fall, we got very creative with some in-person offerings for youth, where we had visual arts classes that were held outside, and we were COVID safe with masks and distancing, but able to do artwork outside in person was something that children really enjoyed and their parents appreciated, because it gave them a chance to have some social connections and just do something joyful outside.
Jen, if you don't live in the Ann Arbor Public Schools district, school district kind of borders, are you able to still access Rec-N-Ed programs?
Absolutely. And we do have lots of people from Ypsilanti and all kinds of places sign up for Rec-N-Ed classes. And it's really easier than ever to do that since we are online. We also offer free programs that are just for AAPS students. And those are also available on the aarecedonline.com website.
You know, Jenna, that's wonderful to know, too, because I have so many friends with kids, and I think they're all continuing to wonder, you know, like, as we're inside more, what can we do as a family, or what can my kids do on the weekends? And so to hear you say that there are a variety of free resources for current AAPS students is really great to hear.
We're really trying to help our students and families stay active and healthy in safe ways over this winter period.
That's Jenna Beckelor, Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Public Schools Community Division, and Omari Rush. Great talking to both of you.
Again, Happy New Year.
Thank you so much for having me.